Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows a tale of two regions, the East and the West. The Western U.S. in the latest Drought Monitor released on Thursday shows much of the region in drought categories, with several areas classified in extreme or exceptional drought, the two most severe categories. Comparatively, the eastern U.S. is mostly drought-free from the eastern seaboard to the central plains. Drawing a line from the eastern seaboard of Texas to the north is where much of the trouble begins. Having missed out on rainfall, conditions continued to deteriorate in south-central Oklahoma and in north and south and west Texas. Meanwhile, much of the West remained dry, where precipitation did fall in the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies. It either missed the drought-inflicted areas or wasn't enough to overcome the shortages. Decreases in water allocation and reduced or negligible forage are causing livestock producers to respond by culling and selling herds. The USDA's latest outlook for the meat industry continues to show higher prices for beef and pork. This is the World Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
What we're seeing there is an increased slaughter forecast for the second half of the year being largely offset by lighter carcass weights. We pulled back our pork production forecast by about 400 million pounds, and that's reflecting tighter supplies expected through the balance of the year.
Jekinowski has an overview for the month of April for trade in meat.
Not too much to talk about on meat trade this month. The main thing is we did increase our pork export forecast by 75 million pounds, and just reflecting again the export pace and generally strong overseas demand for U.S. pork, and no particular market dominating that, just general good foreign demand strength. And then we also pulled back our beef import forecast a little bit, 35 million pounds. That mainly reflects reduced supplies out of Oceania, particularly Australia.
The National Pork Producers Council recently held its Legislative Action Conference to talk with lawmakers about some of the group's legislative priorities. Iowa pork producer Jen Sorensen is president of the NPPC. One of the five high-priority issues the group discussed with lawmakers, she said trade is one of the most important concerns. The NPPC is targeting more trade with Vietnam, but needs help to access the market.
Vietnam represents one of U.S. pork's best near-term export market opportunities. Unfortunately, the United States faces several unwarranted tariff and non-tariff barriers that prevent us from supplying this major pork-consuming nation, which right now is dealing with African swine fever in its domestic herd, preventing the U.S. from supplying affordable, high-quality pork.
This is Inside Agriculture.